May I speak in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Do please be seated. A priest who was trying to help me on my spiritual journey once asked me whether I see the world out there as mainly a threat or as mainly a blessing. How do I see it? I'd like to ask you the same question. How do you experience the world that you live in? Do you experience it more as a threat or more as a blessing? What's your perspective? Of course, as I reflected on that question in the years since, I realized it's actually a false dichotomy. Because we all experience the world as threat, and we all experience the world as blessing. And very often it's at the very same time. In fact, one of the weird things about life is that it's in the very times of difficulty that we actually find that we grow the most. And so the blessing and the challenge and threat of the world is all kind of mixed up. However, the way that the brain works is it's really, really difficult to focus on one kind of attention or two kinds of attention at the same time. We tend to have one kind of attention and then we have to flip to another. It's the way the brain works. It's a bit like the picture I've given you this morning. Take a look at that. This picture, I'm sure many of you have seen before. And this picture can be seen in two different ways. If you look at it in one kind of perspective, you see a really old lady with a great big nose and sort of saggy eyes. If you look at it in a different way, you see a really young woman with a pert chin and a necklace, a kind of band around her neck. So I'd like to ask, first of all, who can see both? Okay. Who sees the old lady? All right. Who sees the young lady? Okay. So we've got more of the young lady than the old lady. So what we could do, but it would take a bit of time, is get those of you who can see the young lady and old lady talk to each other and point it out. But let me try and try to show you. If you see the young lady, then what you're looking at is that the young lady is looking over her right shoulder and she's looking away from you. If you're seeing the old lady, then if you look at her nose is the young lady's chin, the edge of her jaw, in fact, the edge of her left jaw. The old lady's left eye is the young lady's ear. And the old lady's right kind of bag under her eye is actually the young lady's nose, pert little nose. See it? Shift it? Okay. And so you can shift it and you can look at it. Once you can see both, you can shift from one to the other relatively easy. So if you're looking at the young lady and you can still can't see the old lady, then yeah, it's just in reverse there. The old lady, the young lady's chin, the old lady is looking kind of straight down, like out of the left hand side of the picture as you look to it, and her jaw is the nose, and the band around the young lady's neck is actually the old lady's mouth. Okay, there you go. It's a bit like that when you're looking at the world and asking, is it a blessing or is it a threat? And sometimes it takes some discipline to shift your perspective. There's a number of reasons for that. So, for example, if I say to you, because today is Harvest Thanksgiving, and I'm just thinking about the kind of harvest that we have, the fruitfulness that we may have harvested in our lives. And one particular arena where that may have happened is in the world at large. And if I ask you to think about the world at large, what's it like out there at the moment, internationally, nationally, and in our own hometown? What's it like out there? You may be forgiven for thinking about all the deaths in the Ukraine war, all the hunger that there is across the world, the incredible and quite amazing incompetence of our government at the moment. Extraordinary, isn't it? And you might think about how people drive, how they cut you up, and how they are really selfish in queues. You might think about violence in your neighbourhood. You might think about feeling unsafe on the streets. You might think about your bank balance and how the heck are you going to actually balance it this coming winter with fuel bills rising and food bills rising. And that's one way to look at the world. It is full of threat, it's true. And we do have to take account of those things and do what we can to counter them. We might think about our world and all kinds of things that need to be remedied. But this morning, I'm going to ask you to flip from one image to the other as a kind of discipline. Not saying that stuff isn't there, it is. But how about, just for the moment, flipping your attention, just like you do in this picture, to think about the ways in which the world has been a blessing. And I think particularly a blessing to you. Just think about that for a moment. How has the world been a blessing to you? Think about money. Education, I'm not talking about relationships, we'll come on to that in a minute, people, but the world out there. National Health Service, the police, legal services, pensions, I don't know, finance, jobs, anything really. How has the world been a blessing to you? What kind of fruitfulness has it had for you? And now I'm going to invite you to focus on one thing. One thing that you have thought about where the world has been a blessing to you. And hold it. Just hold that in your mind. A thing to remember for today, to give thanks for. Because at the very same time that the world is a difficult place, it is also a source of fruitfulness and blessing. And it's good to remember that from time to time. Next, I'm going to invite you to think about your relationships, the people you know or have known in your life. Again, you might be forgiven for remembering the people who have done you harm. It's so easy to remember old hurts, isn't it? Especially if you've been through and been damaged from some hurts and been damaged by people, it's easy for our minds to go to those places and for us to feel again all the difficult emotions that arise in those memories, those kinds of memories. But again, I'd like you to today flip from that to the other perspective. And think about the people you know or have known who've been a blessing to you, who've been fruitful for you. They may be from your childhood, or when you were a young person, in your middle years, older years, past or now. Who comes to mind for you? When I ask that question, who's been a blessing to you? And why? And again, I'm going to ask you to focus in on one particular person and one particular blessing that they've been, so that you can hold that easily in your memory, not having to try and remember them all. And so now you've got in your mind One way in which the world has been fruitful for you, something to be thankful for. You've also got in your mind one person, particularly, that you're thankful for, who's been fruitful for you. And I'm going to ask you about yourself, your own personality and character, your skills, the choices that you've made in life. Oh my gosh, it's so easy. You might be forgiven for going to all the mistakes you've made, all the faults and flaws that you might have as you run through your life thinking, why did I choose to do that? Why did I make those choices? You might so easy to focus on the people you may have hurt or damaged, the things you've never done that you were going to do, the areas of failure. But I'm going to ask you to flip out of that just for today, just for this morning. Leave that aside. Flip your attention, just like when you look at this picture, to the ways in which you've really done rather well. What parts of your character have been fruitful for you? What are the good choices you've made? How have you been a blessing to others and yourself? What are you proud of? Once again, I'm going to ask you to focus in on one particular thing so that it's easy to remember. One way in which, you know, your life has been fruitful. Something that you have done well. A way in which your harvest in life has been fruitful. It can be a little thing, it can be a big thing. So now you've got in your mind three things, three ways in which your harvest of your life has been fruitful. A way in which the world has blessed you. A way in which a person has blessed you. And a way in which you have been a blessing yourself. I'm going to ask you to hold these things in your heart and mind today as part of our harvest thanksgiving. Because God has blessed us with so much in the world and through others and in our very own being. And today we give thanks for those three things that you are holding in your mind. And I want to invite you to do one more thing, and that is that I'm going to invite you that when you come for communion, instead of coming for a blessing or to receive the bread and wine alone, after you've done that, I'm going to invite you to make your way down to the end of the church where there are three candle stands. One in the St. Deanswith Chapel, one in the Lady Chapel, and one just by the high altar there, by the shrine of St. Deanswith, and light a candle. And as you light that candle, to give thanks in your heart to God for those three things of fruitfulness that you've harvested in your life and that you're thankful for today. Amen.